This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. We have a lot of fun. Putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the hole in young.
Twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting. Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with Martin Kilcoyne. Martin demanding overtime since he came in 15 minutes early.
Well, I'm leaving at 11:42, I believe. Or no, 12:42. Sorry, Strick. I'm getting up and I'm walking out.
Brian, what about our good friends at Schnucks? Are we going to be broadcasting from one of those?
We don't have a Schnucks remote until May. Actually, I can look at my calendar.
Well, May is close. That
May is
crazy.
Close. Next month. We got a couple more weeks. May 10th is our next Schnucks remote. That's taking place off St. Charles Rock Road. But between now and then, get all your Mother's Day stuff at the good people at Schnucks. If you're going to barbecue for your mom, you can get some nice flowers from your mom.
You can order it on the app. You can do it all on your phone, have them delivered to mom. It's real simple.
I went to Schnucks yesterday afternoon. I had to get some bananas and some snack food. And guess what paid for it? My Schnucks rewards.
Your rewards?
Yes.
Wow.
I had like 10 bucks and nice. $4 meal.
You didn't type in my number, did you?
No, I should start doing that, though. I have it.
Strict steals his wife's points, by the way.
Let's get that number. Let's get Lori's number.
Somebody's suggesting I should bring in $100 as well. You never know.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I don't know what I'm voting, what I'm rooting for. I think it's a win-win as far as the people on the outside not making the bet. I think it'd be funny for Strickland certainly to hand the money over and how he's going to pay. But it would be so heartbreaking with Frank, all this momentum of Drew Locke
right.
going
shouldn't
in the first
get
round.
Here.
The overconfidence, I think both, I don't want to see either of them lose money, but now that the bet's in place, I think I'm fine with either result. No offense, Frank. I hope you collect
the believe you feel that way. Gosh.
Or maybe a late first round pick to make it very tense.
Well, that's what he's been hoping for.
That's what I want.
He's
hoping I want that.
For New England at 32.
That'd be a good sweat. I would love
that's
that.
That's what I want to.
But I would like for Drew Locke to go in the first round as a Mizzou fan. Good
and
for him.
And he will. He will.
And then I want to see how the payout plays out, because I have a feeling Frank will be handed like a Craig Conroy autographed puck. He's going to be and Strick's going to say
it's worth $100.
You're going to get $100 gift certificate to a car wash.
Yeah, you're going to get some kind of River Otters jersey, and it's like that's not quite the
Tell
same.
Tell you what, Frank, if you do this truck route, you'll get paid $100 from MTC Trucking. So if you do that, that'll be the bet.
Gift certificate to like a Saskatchewan like little diner.
What's that little
sports grill in Winnipeg?
Got a Sarnia Sting jersey.
What's that health food place in Del Mar?
Frida's.
Frida's. Yeah, I'll get one of those.
Hey
Monique, we're going out to dinner.
That's where all the athletes go.
That's right.
By the way, Frank said hated executive owners. A friend of mine, Pete Paxton, said, "What about Harry Ornest, who was the Blues owner?"
Yeah, almost moved him to Saskatoon. Another one on the text lines, Vern Rapp, the man who made Al Hrabowski shave his mustache, or tried to, and had just a nasty relationship with a lot of Cardinal players.
As far as hated players, that's a shorter list. We always say Tino. That always comes to mind.
Yeah, he wasn't here very long, but wasn't very good, and then thought he was... said some disparaging things.
Just seemed to be pouting from day one that he wasn't on the Yankees.
Jeff Brantley had a rough ending, but he wasn't here long enough.
I mean, Danny Jackson was a bust as a signing, right? But nobody hated him.
No, Ron Gant had a bad ending, but was a really good player when they won in 96.
J.D. Drew had people frustrated with him, but I don't think he was Eric Brewer got a lot of heat because he was traded for Pronger, and then they made it worse. They made him the captain, which was stupid. So he took a lot of heat.
He may be on my list of Mount Rushmore of worst sound bites.
Worst sound bites.
Yeah.
Like Rams,
Davis Payne is on that Mount Rushmore,
for
too.
For bad sound bites.
Yeah.
But hated player, like really just, like nobody's near, obviously, Demoff Kroenke status. Bidwell, it's faded a little bit. But players that you really, like your own players that you just didn't care for. Like Alex Barron was a punchline because he always had a false start. But he wasn't despised.
Is that how Cecil is? Is Cecil more of a punchline than hated?
Yeah,
once he stopped playing the video games, you know.
Isn't that crazy that that's part of his background, his resume?
Don't know.
And maybe part of the injury, you know? That carpal tunnel
playing
on?
Well, that's right. I never thought about that. If I'm Mo, I'm looking into not paying him. But Incognito was an idiot, but I don't know if he was hated. I think a lot of people hated Bolger when he first took over for Warner because they were Kurt fans. And he took a lot of heat. Tony Banks might be up there in terms of most ridiculed or
was Rasmus ridiculed by the fan base, or was it just a rift between management and the father?
At the end, he was pretty unlikable. Yeah.
That's a good thought. Yeah, Colby's dad.
Because he had high hope. I mean, he was a real. I mean, he was supposed to be the guy. You know, coming out of the farm.
There was a pretty good split between Colby people and Tony people. You had to kind of choose sides as to who you were a fan of in that debacle.
Yeah. Was the dad posting or doing radio interviews? Both. Was he doing
both? I don't know what social media outlet was around at the time of the.
I think it was a message board. Yeah,
message boards were popular.
And this predates you guys. But Bernie's Press Box was a real popular message board on STL Today.
I remember that.
And Dave Duncan would sign on there as himself.
And there was the famous story
never do that.
Reggie Cleveland, a former pitcher for the Cardinals, responded. And Duncan said, "Is this, hey, Reg, I remember playing against you." And this guy was just one of these bogus guys, you know, coming up with an obscure name. It really wasn't Reggie Cleveland, the pitcher.
Right. And Dave didn't know some of the nuances.
The early onset of social media where you're naive to think that person is just because of the name. Now you know you need a picture and some verification. But it's great that as a player, you never want to sign on to those sites, though.
Was Lawrence Phillips hated? Or did you just feel bad for him?
I think that was a sad story.
Did you ever go out to his house, Frank? Didn't you?
Oh, my gosh.
Where did you live? Like the Imperial, and you had to knock on the door? Or?
Yeah, and you had to get lost to find the place, and we finally found it. And I remember going up to the front door, and we hear, like, this dog in the background. And, we're knocking, and this woman answers, and says, "Hi, I'm with
Hi, Trey Wingo, Channel 5.
And the photographer, I don't know who it was, but he stayed in the truck. He's a smart one. And the dog is growling, and he's got a big rope on him. And this person answers, "He don't want to talk to you." "Okay, fine."
"Does this mean there won't be any food,
sir?" "Are you sure? Could you ask him? Just real quick."
Oh,
now, how do you get back to the highway? Do I turn around to go left?
Frank knocks again for directions.
How did we know it was Phillips' house? Well, his car was parked in the lawn.
The house was like $12. It looked like it cost $12. And then he had this Humvee that looked like it cost $100,000. It was the most beautiful thing you ever saw.
That's a sad tale. And on that note, maybe I'll just leave too. Strick can take over at noon. We've got a lot of hockey to talk about.
Let's go to the ballgame.
Are they going to play, you think? Is weather staying away?
This is Michael Wacha weather. Come on. You should be pitching today.
It's coming down hard, too. Yeah.
And by the way, Yelich is not playing today, Cardinal fans. So he will not. So that means he'll go unless he pinch hits. But we set the over the other day at 1.5 for how many homers he'd hit in this series. And the answer is 0.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
And then you got 7 already for the Brewers in the 2 games, none by Yelich.
Maryville University sponsors our phone lines. They'll continue to build a more diverse and inclusive campus. It's a core value of the institution and one of 4 pillars in Maryville's strategic plan. We appreciate them being one of our great sponsors. You can go to maryville.edu for more info.
Earth Day is in April. Look at all these bottled waters you're pulling out of your bag.
No, you
4.
Can, no, you can God. Recycle.
You have 4 bottled waters.
You are destroying
that's
the
my
planet.
Weight workout is carrying this backpack. No, you can recycle, and I believe in South America, they're filling potholes with the crushed-up plastic bottles.
Don't
so there.
Use that to justify your actions here.
I'm helping the folks in Chile fix potholes.
All right, what do we have? Oh, we have
Strick
in the coveted
hour,
yeah.
He doesn't seem like he wants to get in here too soon to see Frank. Maybe a little nervous the day before the NFL draft. All right, a lot of hardcore hockey, Blues Stars talk, that's next.